Rounders. Flip a poker chip out of pride or integrity? We got Rounders here, directed by John Dahl, written by David Levien and Brian Koppelman. I'm probably horribly mispronouncing that. Starring, we got Matt Damon, Edward Norton, oh my goodness, I can't read my own writing, Gretchen, something with an O and an L. This is horrible. I'm leaving it in. We got John Malkovich, amazing character actor, John Turturro, Martin Landau's in there too. It was released in 1998. Genre-wise, definitely a drama. It's kind of like action adjacent, kind of crime adjacent, but a good drama. There will be some spoilers at the end. I will notify you when those happen. But Rounders, let's talk about Rounders. It's fun, fast, and frustrating. We got three Fs. Basically, I'll give you the rundown about what the movie's about. It is about an aspiring lawyer, played by Matt Damon. He's got poker problems, and he risks it all. Colorful cast, and characters are super well written, amazing characters. What is it really about? I mean, you've got a discussion of skill and risk, addiction, fate, life paths, destiny. It's a very human film. It just happens to be brought about through the game of poker. And again, there's all these allegories for life and how someone should or shouldn't live based off of poker. I will admit, I don't know how to play poker. I've tried maybe once a long time ago, never got into it. So that's not part of the appeal to me necessarily, that like I can relate and I... No, that's wrong. I think despite the fact that I don't know how to play poker and I've never really been around it, I still can relate. And that's... We don't cut sneezes out. We never cut sneezes out. that's how often I sneeze on camera, is that I have a rule. Yeah, so we've got this discussion of life and like going for broke and like, you know, we've got relationships being tested. We've got honesty being a thing. Being beholden to yourself, that's a thing. Integrity, honesty. So all those things are in this movie. Going back to the fun, fast, and frustrating, I would say that it is fun. I mentioned it's action adjacent, crime adjacent. For a drama, it is still fun. It is not dry whatsoever. It is pretty fast paced. And I mean, it's fun because you see this dynamic of true human relationships between people that have a history, that know each other, that have nicknames, that really, they've had a lot of fun together, but they've also had a lot of issues and problems as really good best friends, you know. And it's fun also just to be in this excitement of poker and high stakes or low stakes and just like people, you know, going on runs and whatever. Like gambling can be fun. I understand. I get why it's fun. So watching that, especially without your own financial investment, is even more fun. So yeah, the frustrating part, I'll get more into that with the spoilers, but there are a lot of things that happen that don't need to happen, and yet they do, and lessons that are not learned as quickly as they could have been. But to go back to kind of summarizing it, what it's really about, and again, like, you have a discussion about poker in itself. Is it a game of chance, or is it a skill-based game? And how that translates to things in life, whether you are taking chances or you are making calculated decisions. I mentioned fate and destiny and your life path. That gets brought up in a great way. Martin Landau, he's definitely not a main actor in this, but I mean, he is a main actor in the sense that he's not an extra, but screen time wise, he's not in it a lot. However, he has some incredible insights, or his character, I should say, and he's fantastic. And he brings up some of those conversations with the young Matt Damon. Again, a lot of it is about choices and making choices based off of either intuition or calculation, or how fast can you weigh both of those things, right? And integrity, and again, just like being honest with yourself. And part of that is being honest with yourself about what you want to do in life and what is your life path, or what should you be doing, what risks should you be taking, so that at the end of the day, you know you did your right by yourself. And I really like that. I really like the vehicle of poker in order to express these ideas. I think it's a fantastic film. I think that they really explore a lot of humanness within this really cool subculture, underground poker clubs and stuff. The aesthetics are pretty cool. We got some nice music, not anything super fantastic, amazing. But the atmosphere, I should say, just the atmosphere that they create is really fun and enjoyable. And you can feel, they do a good job of making you feel when things are kind of a little bit sketchy, or when they're just having a good time or whatever. Emotions that I experienced, I was very frustrated, which I'll get into again in the spoiler section, and excited. It was fun and it was exciting. And so that's kind of where that ended. Target audience. I think that if you enjoy suspense, if you enjoy drama, fast-paced films, again, it's action adjacent, so I don't think you're not going to get into like bus explosions and helicopters and machine guns and stuff like that. But there's some crime and action adjacent stuff going on for sure. I think that if you enjoy all those things, you would enjoy this. Again, that drama aspect, it is not slow paced. It's not a family drama. There's a lot more moving parts that are going on. So it's not like a romantic drama in that aspect. I mean, romance is a part of life, and that is represented here. Personal relationships of that nature, for sure. But that's not what it is really about. Importance and function. I think that, ultimately, it's a fun and entertaining story. It does, I believe, teach or presents opportunity for you to learn and contemplate how to be an authentic human. And again, do right by yourself. And figure out what your needs are, what you want, and what, you know, what it is at the end of the day that's going to make you feel fulfilled and happy. So I think that is important. And again, I think it's a really fun way to express that stuff. I would say it's high on my shelf. It's not quite top shelf, but it's pretty high on my shelf. I think after this most recent viewing, probably the third or fourth time I've seen it, and It gets better, I would say, that I see more in it when I watch it again. I'm going to get into spoilers. This is where the magic spoiler stuff happens. So in the film, and there's really only one thing I'm going to talk about for the spoilers, and that's the very end. I wish I could remember the name of the characters, but I can't. I mean, I remember Worm and whatever. So we're talking about part of that frustration. So Worm, played by Edward Norton, amazing actor, excellent. It's really frustrating because Matt's character, which I can't remember the name of, he just doesn't cut him loose as early as he could. It's so frustrating to watch this really smart guy who just won't cut his losses. And that's part of the game, of life and poker and whatever. But he just can't seem to figure out, you know, this dude is not going to help you. He's not getting better. He's not a good person. He's not benefiting you. You need to cut him loose. And he just doesn't do it. And things get worse and worse and worse because he doesn't do it. And, you know, people change over time. And some people don't. Or it takes way longer. Or it takes something extreme or whatever. And so he just hasn't done that. He hasn't, you know... dealt with that, and that's really frustrating to watch. But with the end, so KGB, played by John Malkovich, you know, they're playing the game, they're in it, Matt's character wins, and he's kind of cleaning up and whatever, and it was a pretty quick game, and he trapped him, and he figured him out, and he beats KGB, and he gets all the money he needs, and whatever. And then KGB says, yeah, okay, go ahead, just like a young man, in for a quickie, and, you know, I'm not satisfied, and he's like, oh, it's fine, you're not satisfied, whatever. And he's like, well, it's fine, you're paying me with my own money. And that really gets to him, to Matt's character. And he's just like, he stops and he hesitates. And KGB knows he got him under his skin a little bit. So he keeps going and pushing. And he's just like, talking about, I paid you with your, you paid me with my own money. Right? So whatever, you know? It's just like saying, like, you're still in the hole. You didn't really win any money. You beat me in the game, but you're even now. Oh, big deal, you know? You didn't win any money. You just paid me back, and you're square now with grandma and whatever. So who cares? And the stupid thing is that Matt's character goes back into the game. Double or nothing. Which means that if he loses, which it happens, you can lose. He's lost to KGB before. That he's not going to be paid off. And now he's going to really, really be in a mess. He's already in a mess. And he just fixed his mess. He just fixed it. And I think in this circumstance, it becomes this thing. And I guess we talk about nature and nurture a little bit too. And I just hate that KGB goads him into another game. And is that pride? I don't think that's integrity anymore. I think it's pride. He's chasing the gamble of it. I don't know what he's doing. And it's interesting because you see character development, and then this kind of sets it backwards. And you're like, I don't think you've developed really that much at all. Because he goaded you back into this thing. And oh, you beat him. You ended up winning. That's fantastic. You're ahead now. But it might have not gone that way. And you would have really screwed yourself up. And that was really frustrating. Because he didn't learn his lesson. But he played a really great game and he won. And I think we're left to think about that and to reconcile that somehow. And I can't. It's really frustrating. And it makes me not like him as a character. I'm like happy that he won. But I'm also like, you're dumb. Why did you do that? You didn't need to make that sacrifice. You could have quit while you're ahead, but you still don't know how to do that yet. Rounders.